Just got an email from a listener regarding your last few calls. Shoot, maybe we'll be good next year.
Right.
It's been a lot of doom and gloom on this program so far. We're talking about the game this weekend and also big picture.
Well, with the defense struggling as much as it has.
Well, look, I mean, it may now.
But
I don't know where they're going. No, they have not struggled. And they've actually had quite a nice turnaround. But they just lost their best player. And that's going to take its toll. Where they settle in now, I hope it's in that middle third. I hope they're in that middle third. Because if you have an improved offense over a year ago, and we'll know that in the next couple of weeks because of who they play and where they play them. I mean, they got big road games at Minnesota, Green Bay, and Houston. And if the offense keeps humming right along, and I'm not talking about Dallas good, but good enough, like, you know, what they've been doing. This is the highest scoring offense in the league. If the offense keeps humming along, you know, I think of a middle third defense with that offense can win you a Super Bowl. But I, you know, where they settle in is yet to be seen. And they can make a move. They have war chested, you know, and the feasibility studies that I have done in my own head for my own purposes.
Nice.
Hassan Reddick is the only big move that I really think is feasible. But, I mean, look, the Crosby stuff, we'll continue to report when you have a dour, forlorn Max Crosby in the locker room yesterday talking about how he doesn't want to be a part of any rebuild. We'll share it with you. But let's get back to your phone calls. Andrew's in Shelby Township, and he is next on 97.1. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Well, love your show. Just want to tell you guys that I've been listening for quite some time, and I love what you guys do on here. But
thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about our defense, man. All this negativity surrounding our defense, I get it. We lost Hutch. We lost our best player. But that doesn't mean it completely decimated our defense. I get it. It's going to be a struggle, sure, against Minnesota. But we are better than what people are saying on the radio. I mean, what callers are saying and what Lions fans, true Lions fans, are saying. Like, come on. Give us a break. Look at us 5 years ago. Look at our defense then. Look at Sewell now. I mean, I think I was reading something earlier today. He's allowed one sack in like 1,200 snaps. It's crazy. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't address the defense. But yeah, there's a lot to love about this team still. Like, I think the games are still worth watching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to watch.
It's a bummer. Got it. But, you know, I have a belief, and not everybody believes this, but I have a belief that offense wins championships in the NFL, and you have to have a serviceable defense. You don't have to have a great offense, but it feels like the preponderance of teams that are typically competing for Super Bowls do have good offenses, and then,
yeah,
you know, can your defense help or not be
right.
A weakness?
And I still think our defense can help. You know, yeah, that side might be another thing. Actually, what I was thinking about too is against Minnesota, you think they might take it a little bit easy knowing that, hey, oh, we don't have to worry about Hutch. So maybe we won't plan as hard since we don't have to worry about him.
No, they think this is a huge game in Minnesota. It was actually really funny because I spent some time listening to Minnesota stuff this week. And the funniest part about it is, like, to them, this is the Lions coming to town here, guys. This is the Lions. This is a measuring stick,
right?
I'm like, it's so weird. It's so weird. I still am not used to this because it's never been that way in our entire lives.
Never.
But 248-539-9797. Thanks for the phone call. Michael's in West Bloomfield and next. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
All right. There is no doom and gloom. The Detroit Lions are no one-trick pony. Yeah, the defense may bend. Sam Darnold can go up and down the field all he wants between the 20s. When he gets in the red zone, he's going to find out how tough that defensive backfield is. It's going to be like a net. And what people fail to remember is we have a really good coaching staff. I mean, Dan Campbell, Ben, Aaron, Kevin. I mean, we've got skill all over the place. And the best way to keep Sam Darnold from scoring the ball, keep our offense on the field. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to control the clock. This is not going to be being close. Who have the Vikings played? The Giants? Hot mess. San Francisco? Dinged up. Houston was their only credible win, and that was a blowout. All right, I'll give them that. They played the Packers. okay. And the Jets, they're a hot mess as well. So they haven't faced an offensive line like us. We are going to run the ball down their throat. Bada bing and bada boom are going to rack up some serious yards. And it's going to be a great game. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Brad Holmes doesn't have plan A. If the Lions win, he goes down one road. Plan B, if they get beat, he's going to go down another road to decide who is going to replace.
All right,
Hutchinson.
Michael, give us a score.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was waiting for this. 35-21 Lions.
All right, so is that 7 field goals? Because you said they're going to make him kick field goals, and you still got him with 21 points, so I assume 7 field goal attempts.
Look, they got Justin Jefferson, all right? They're not going to keep him out,
right,
totally. But they're going to control enough of the game that they're going to be up by double digits. Because Minnesota hasn't – they really haven't been tested this year.
Thank you for the phone call, and he's confident. I mean, Minnesota's been really good in the red zone. Their touchdown percentage is one of the best in the NFL once they get to the red zone.
You just talked about how they – well, I'll grant them that they blew out Houston. They also beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean –
at Green Bay with Jordan Love.
So you want to discount what they've done to this point?
Okay. I mean, the only thing I'll say about Minnesota, okay, is if Aaron Jones doesn't play, that's a game changer for them. And since they got to that 28-7 lead – they've had a lot of empty possessions, and their quarterback didn't play great against the Jets. And the Jets, given, are the best pass defense, QBR against, and pressure rates that they've played all year. And I don't know if the Lions are going to be able to pressure them. I mean, we hope. If, like I said, up until about 5:30 last Sunday, I really would have liked the Lions to be able to pressure them. But, yeah, I think there's – if we're doing the show in Minnesota, I'm not being disrespectful to Darnold. He's one of the great stories in the league. Those last 6-plus quarters would be, all right, what's going on here? It would be at least something to make note of. It's a big game for him to bounce back and
well,
for them.
If Aaron Jones doesn't play, I think the big knock on the Vikings, the problem with them is that affects their passing game.
Yep.
The Lions have a really good rush defense. I'm not worried about Aaron Jones carrying the football. I'm worried about Aaron Jones coming out of the backfield. I mean, he had 17 receptions, number 2 on the team behind Justin Jefferson. So he's a weapon back.
How many does Ty Chandler have? Do you have the numbers in front of you?
He's got 6.
And they just got Cam Akers again. 248-539-9797. Greg's in Detroit and next. What's up, Greg?
Oh, you guys are what's up? You guys are the greatest.
Thank you.
Just 4 points really, really quickly. You're welcome. Whatever we do, whatever, if we make some deals, please don't trade Hooker. I don't want that. Don't trade him. Don't make him be part of it.
Well, he can't be untouchable, though, right?
Yeah, I understand, but I just please don't trade him. Number 2, really quickly, we didn't rub it into Dallas' faces, but I think in the deep of heart of our hearts, we have to let Green Bay know that, hey, you guys slapped Dallas around. Well, we're going to show you we can slap them around, too. So I think that's why we scored so much and we did so well, along with other things, of course. But I felt we had to let Green Bay know, yeah, you slapped them around. We can slap them around, too. Number 3, if the Tigers had been still winning, we would have had all 4 of our teams playing. We had the Red Wings, the Pistons, the Lions, and the Tigers. That would have been great. And lastly, as long as we got Fox, I'm good. We got Fox. He's part of the defense, as far as I'm concerned. And then I feel that if the guys go around Houston and talk to him and say, hey, man, this is a really time you can step up, really time you can shine, I really think he would step up and do
James Houston's a fascinating story because it feels like he goes from the Lions unearthing this incredible gem to being out injured to now feeling like he's completely fallen off the map. And I'm almost to the point where I would put him on the Russian front and say, you're getting 45 snaps in this game. Go get Sam Darnold and not, you know, understand that he might not be doing what they want in practice. Although teams always worry about that. Why are we rewarding people? We don't want to reward people that, and I don't know. I mean, I can only assume whatever he's doing in practice hasn't been good enough because he hasn't been playing. But I kind of want to just, all right, look, nothing else has really worked, apparently. Just go play.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And see if anything can come out of it.
Well, I mean, look, I'd love to see him get a bunch of snaps and prove it to me, but he's got to prove it to the team first that he belongs out there. And if other guys have passed him up, then so be it. Then those guys get the opportunity. If it's Agude, if it's Ukwu, those guys there, if it's Isaiah Thomas already, then, I mean, that speaks volumes as to where Houston's at. But if Houston's active, then it also shows that there's fight. And he wants to, you know, he's got something in that tank. He can prove it, and he'll get the opportunity to. So it's going to be really telling around noon on Sunday when the inactive list comes out.
The Birchie Kid will join us in the noon hour. He's down there right now. Dan Campbell speaking right now. And Dan Campbell just said moments ago of James Houston, there may be a place for him, which might sound completely inconsequential, but that's probably the most positive thing we've heard about James Houston in weeks.
The thing about the Lions' defensive front, you know, with or without Hutch, they're really good at stopping the run. So if you say Hutch is the only guy you could get to the quarterback, well, the other three guys on there, they've been stuffing the run consistently. So maybe if it's James Houston brings nothing to the rush defense, they don't want to put him out there because they really like to set the edge and set the tone with stopping the run. But I know, Doug, you want to see it, but you want them to treat this like preseason game number two and play Houston every snap, and that's just not going to be the case.
Probably not.
You know that.
It's probably. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of at wit's end with this whole thing, and it's sheer desperation that's leading to this completely nonsensical thing. Just play the guy. And I hear you. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.